It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, live on the road, Ventanas in Fort Lee. The location, it is the Dining Out Dialogues. Next stop, stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We're on the road. We're at Ventanas in Fort Lee. We're having a great time. Chef David Burke is in the house. Restaurateur Alex Duran has welcomed us, and the people are starting to crowd in. We are going to have hors d'oeuvres at 5, dinner at 6. But, friends, lots of interesting stuff to get to between now and then. Chef Burke will be at the microphone. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
Great food, top chefs, conversations you don't want to miss, and a flavor of news talk. Welcome to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians.
That is unbelievable. Hillary Clinton claiming that the Russians are priming Tulsi Gabbard from the Democratic primary to run as a third-party candidate for the presidential election of 2020. That's the top news story in the country right now. It's on Drudge Report. It's on the Fox News website. It's on CNN. Everybody reporting it. I don't even know where to begin with that. What is Hillary talking about? Does anybody know? I can't quite figure it out. This also breaking news just in, and for those of you joining us, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio. We're on a little bit early tonight because there is Syracuse basketball coming up, and so we have moved up everything. And we are at Ventanas in Fort Lee, and we're having a great time. Lisa Patman is my co-host
for this hour. Hello,
and Lisa, you're a bit of a sports fan.
I am.
If people were listening last hour on our sister station, they got a little bit of your story. But you're a caterer. You're
yes.
a chef.
Yes.
You're a graduate of the Institute, the Culinary Institute of America, CIA?
No. I actually went to, it was Peter Kamps on 92nd Street in New York City.
Did that become?
It became ICE, which is the Institute of Culinary Education, which is now, I believe, down in the Wall Street area.
How is ICE different than CIA? Sounds like we're talking about a government story.
I know, it does, doesn't it? It's so funny.
Well, one handles immigrants and the other spies, you know, okay.
So I actually, this is so bizarre, but I have not been to the CIA, but I don't think that there is a huge amount of difference, to be honest with you. But I mean, I can't say that for certain, not having been there. So, you know, it's its own little campus, I think the CIA is.
So in the world of like food snobbery,
yes.
Are either of those the equivalent of whatever the place is in France? What's the big one in Paris?
Oh, gosh.
See, we both know it, but we can't think of it.
I know, and I'll mutilate my French anyway. The Sorbonne. Not the Sorbonne. What am I saying?
Julia Child was there.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
Oh, come on. Well.
Anyway.
When my wife arrives, she'll chew me out for not knowing the name of it.
I'm having a brain hiccup right now.
But would you say that they're on par? They're the same?
I don't know. I do know that there are chefs that actually, if you are a graduate of, you know, one of these schools, you know, some of these guys who have been in the kitchen, you know, starting from dishwasher
right.
to sous chef to executive chef, they sort of look down on the kids or the people who
that
went
are just coming
the,
out of school.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think that they feel that they have sort of this elitist, you know, thing. That
so you could graduate from one of these places and they still might make you wash dishes the first year.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, when I graduated from cooking school, I mean, I did something called garde-manger, which is basically I was doing salads and running back and forth to hot ovens in a little tiny kitchen. And, you know, I mean, they definitely, you know, the guys who start off, you know, doing the dishes and stuff, they kind of do, you know, like, hey, you know, we really pulled our weight, and all of a sudden you get to jump in and do this. So, you know, I mean, you know, in any career, any occupation, you know, there's always that, you know, where did you go or what have you done? And,
sure,
you know,
sure,
so,
sure.
So it's, you know.
Well, and I would say media is similar. So there's people that go to journalism school,
right,
and they you know, kind of come out with some sort of prestige and they think they're all that. And then there's the guys that have been, you know, walking the beat reporter
100%,
for
yeah,
100 years. And who do you prefer? Well, probably whoever's just better at their craft at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, I think it all comes down to your work ethic. I think it's definitely, it's a really, really tough job to do on a nightly basis.
Well, I asked Chef Aldo Cascio from the Brick House about mm-hmm. this when he was on with us last time, and he said, you know, he was that bootstrap.
Yep.
His dad had a place. He washed dishes.
Yep.
He did all that stuff. He never went to school. Everything he does now is kind of instinctive, but he feels grateful because he's been able to make a living at
right.
doing what he loves.
Right.
And now the people of North Jersey, you know, love that as well. And I think that there's that opportunity in the same respect.
Yes.
So we were going to speak with someone from Ventana. Are they here? Yeah, go ahead and bring them over. But we've got a great hour ahead, friend. And if you've been listening to the Dining Out Dialogues in past, you know how this works. We've got the broadcast. We are with you here until the end of the hour. And then Chef Burke is going to be passing hors d'oeuvres here at Ventana's at the Modern. And then...
I'm hungry.
And then...
yes.
And you were invited... So I got to tell a story about you.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
So you were invited to go with us to David Burke Tavern for had all of our food friends
yes.
from where we live.
I know.
And you and your beloved, you weren't able to come with us
no,
that night.
Unfortunately.
But we all went, and we had
yes.
the 9-course chef David Burke wine paired
so
dinner.
So disappointing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that I missed it.
Tonight you're going to get it.
Okay,
tonight
awesome.
You're going to get 7 courses.
I'm ready.
But, yeah. So I'm excited. Andrew, step up to the microphone there, and forgive me for forgetting your last name. Joyce would normally, like, slip it to me on a piece of paper, but you're the general manager here at Ventana's.
Kaplan,
there
K.
you go. And we've been together at a bunch of places.
Right.
Thanks for having us, first and foremost.
My pleasure.
Get close to that microphone there. How exciting is it to be at the hottest restaurant on the river?
It's super exciting. It's a great town. I moved up here from Miami to open up the restaurant. I've always been very fortunate to work in such great places, and this is definitely one of them.
The weather's a little different up here.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Have you endured a winter yet?
Oh, yeah. I was up here mid-January last year.
Okay.
But I'm from New York originally, so I know the winter.
So you're, it's old school.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does a GM do at a restaurant?
Everything.
Now, would Alex and David agree with that?
I think so. I think okay. they think I do too much. You know, I'm probably better off delegating a little
and
bit.
And what time are you getting home every night?
You know, it's what time I get here in the morning is the magic
okay,
question.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
I'm here at 7 o'clock in the morning, and, I leave, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. On the weekends, it's, 1 o'clock in the morning. So.
When you
it's
got
a good
the,
16-hour day.
When you got the call that you had a chance to open a David Burke property, what did that mean to you?
I've been trying to pair up with him for a long time. Him and I go way back. And we have a very good, close, mutual friend. And I really always wanted to, team up with him and work with him. And every couple of years, I would call him and shoot him a text. Hey, you got something going on? So I happened to, reach out. And then he's like, I got something in Jersey. You want to come to Jersey? And
is
I was
that
like,
your imitation of him?
And here you were thinking it was going to be New York or Washington.
It's close enough, I mean, it's close enough to the city. I'm in the city in 20 minutes. I try to make it out there at least once a week. I
sure.
love it.
Yeah.
I'm a city guy. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
When the history book is written, how important will David Burke have been to this era of restaurateuring in American food?
I think he's a pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, he wrote the book.
Well, what I love about it is that as complicated and as sophisticated as his combinations can be, he always breaks it down so that whoever's enjoying it understands, like, the most simple of palates, they're embraced with something they've never experienced. And
absolutely.
It's really crazy.
It's more visual, too, and so it's the whole experience.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with Ventana's, we had Alex and Chef with us last hour, but talk to us a little bit about this. Actually, we're going to a break. So we're going to come back. Chef will be with us. Andrew, thanks again. Andrew Kaplan, GM at Ventana's.
Thank you.
We're
awesome.
Thankful. If you come in tonight, by the way, my general manager, Jerry Crowley, wants to buy your first beverage. You just have to ask for Joyce when you come in the building. ask for Joyce, get a free drink on Salem Media.
Oh, and I have breaking news. It's Le Cordon Bleu.
I knew you'd come up with
no,
it.
No, I didn't. Actually, Rick did. My.
Oh, he was listening and he
yeah,
shot
me,
you the answer.
He shot
good
me
job.
A text. Thank
Rick's
you,
a good
honey.
Man, that Rick. All right, coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough live, AM 970. The answer, it's Dining Out Dialogues. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a Friday afternoon underway on the area roadways, and the roadways definitely living up to that Friday afternoon bill. Eastbound side of the LIE jammed in Queens from the BQE right out into Nassau County. Westbound, we're slow coming into the Van Wyck, into the Grand Central, and out towards the BQE. BQE, a mess on the westbound side from Queens Boulevard all the way down to the Prospect. Inbound Gowanus, eastbound BQE combination jammed up from the Belt Parkway right up towards the Manhattan Bridge, and more delays past Cusco Bridge up towards the Grand Central Parkway. We're jammed up on the Belt Parkway all the way through Sheepshead Bay in both directions. Verrazano Bridge slow on both levels heading towards Staten Island, and the westbound Staten Island Expressway jammed up all the way across to the Goffles Bridge. Northbound West Side Highway slows off 12th Avenue to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound slows from Manhattan Bridge up to the GW Bridge. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound, 30 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, building up to about a 20-minute delay coming around the Helix on your way to the Toll Plaza, on your way into Manhattan. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I am up every day feeding 60 horses, throwing hay, doing all the things I need to do, and I actually have been back in the saddle, and it's been years, I'm telling you, years since I've been able to do anything with my horses, and I think it's this stuff. I am telling you, I think it's this stuff. My husband says he has his wife back. You know, it's amazing. So you can tell everybody my story.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Excited to tell you about the next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues 2019 tour, presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission, along with FM 102.3. It's a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. And our next stop on the Dining Out Dialogues is with Chef Niall Medford. He'll be with us on November 1st at Bobby Van Steakhouse, the original, which is next to Grant Central Station in the landmark Helmsley Building. I'll be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest co-host AJ Katsimatidis. Happy hour from 3 to 6 during the live broadcast, and you're welcome to stay for dinner by calling 212-867-5490 to make a reservation. Hope to see you on November 1st as we try to take back Congress. The Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van Steakhouse, November 1st. On AM 570 The Mission and AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. Sizzling conversation, celebrity appearances, recipes you can't miss from world-class chefs. You can find it all on the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. Now, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, live from Ventanas, here we are. It's the Dining Out Dialogues. It's the next edition. And sitting down at the table, the man of the hour, the man who will author tonight's dinner. And I got to tell you, I have had some of David Burke's studio dinners. That's what you call them at the tavern, right? The studio.
Yes.
You have kind of a studio that you serve them in. They're kind of it's a smaller room. It's very intimate. You come in, yeah. You explain each dish, that kind of thing.
That's 20 seats, and that's a tasting room, and that's where we experiment.
And it's beautiful. Well, you promised to display, present some stuff for us, so I'm going to ask your partner, Alex Duran, the restaurateur here at Ventanas. He's going to bring in the first dish. And chef, I'm
going to
have Lisa explain what we're looking at. Oh,
no,
are those pork rinds?
Oh, my.
Yep. Now, see, I grew up in the South. I know what those things are. And I'm going to guess these are plantains.
Plantain chips, pork rinds, and cream corn and spinach. That's really a dip.
All right. So, Lisa, your job as the official celebrity co-host is to be the official taster. Now, how is she supposed to do this?
Because
there's lime and salt on the table as well.
Do it anyway. You would do it if you were on a deserted island by yourself.
Well, no, you don't want to see that.
So, chef is doing the plantain in the dip,
I'm gonna do the
and you're doing
rind.
The pork rind. And do you use the lime, or is that just there for decoration?
I'm chewing in the microphone, but that is absolutely fantastic.
Now, what is the key to deep frying a pork rind properly?
That's so
well,
good.
Know what's interesting about these is you can buy them in chip form and fry them.
They're delicious. Well,
so, how does that work? They're already shaved.
They're dehydrated and chip form, and you fry them and puff them, so you don't have to go out and buy a whole pig.
Well, that's okay. Are these from Sunday's brunch pig?
No.
I had to know. Now, am I looking at some shishitos? Your people are bringing more stuff now.
Oh, my
now.
Gosh.
What is
oxtail croquettes with jack cheese and shishitos.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is an empanada with spinach and goat cheese.
Looks fantastic.
Artichoke, spinach, and goat cheese.
Is there a fork and knife? Or should we just go for it?
You just use your fingers, Lady Patman. Just go right ahead there. We're just gonna go for it.
We are? Okay,
so,
perfect.
And what's the secret to oxtail? Because it's considered
oxtail
not
is very,
a prime
very,
cut, right?
No, but it's really rich and delicious. I mean, there's a lot of work. You got to cook it and take it off the tail.
And how long did it cook for?
That's about 4.5 hours.
That is absolutely one of the
four
best
and a half hours.
But oxtail is luscious. It's like silky.
How do you cook it?
You sear it and then you braise it red wine like a pot roast, like a short rib.
But it's slow cooked at medium heat.
Well, you braise it at 350, and then meat comes off the bone, and the stock, the gelatin, the manna, you know, this is like
that may be one of the best things I've ever eaten. That is so freaking good.
Well, you keep
oh my gosh,
chowing because I haven't had a chance to try anything yet.
we're holding
the fort down here.
Oh my
gosh. Okay, so that's the oxtail. Now, what's the secret to? I just recently came into the shishito crave, like probably 2 years ago. And I was in Santa Barbara. They were like, we got this brand new thing on the menu.
Yep.
It's this really hip seafood place that they had. And we had uni that night, which was really good. But for our appetizer, we did shishitos. And they were very burnt. These don't look burnt, chef. How did you prepare these?
Those are roasted. Sometimes they put them on a grill and they burn them, or sometimes we fry them. But the key is to get them just wilted a little bit.
Yeah.
You know the story behind the shishito, like one in ten is very hot.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you get a bowl of them, you don't know.
I love that. But that helps you pace, right? So you get the hot one, then you eat two or three mild ones, and you get another hot
but
one.
But I've heard, I don't know, maybe this is just an old wives' tale with these peppers, but I've heard that the smaller they are, the hotter they are. Is that?
Might be true. Be true.
Who knows? But
well,
they
I'm
going to
try one of the shishitos.
They're addictive. You fry them up and make them
did
all
I
the
pick
time.
The smallest one on the plate? Is that objectively the smallest one on the plate?
I think you're good.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. And if you get the hot one, then you have your drink there to back you up.
It's not spicy. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Now there's a little bit of heat coming, but that's, man.
Yeah, they're really
good. The croquette, the oxtail is fantastic.
That is honestly, I mean, if you guys, that's on the menu, I'm assuming, correct?
The oxtail?
Yeah.
Croquettes?
That is absolutely delicious. I mean, the richness of it is just mind-boggling.
Now, this is regular menu. You can walk in any day of the week, get the oxtail croquettes.
That's correct. And this is on the new menu, the corn and spinach dip.
Yeah, so talk to us about this. Why corn and spinach? Everybody knows a spinach dip. What made you think corn needs to be in there?
It's just delicious.
It's plain and simple.
Corn's better.
It's fantastic. It really is. I mean,
well,
everything.
We tried this dish at the U.S. Open.
Now, that's right. How did you get that gig? I'm curious. Actually, I had a lot of people ask me.
Nobody else wanted it. No. No.
So who were you feeding? The athletes?
The customer.
The attendees.
The attendees. Yeah, it was the busiest restaurant at the Open. Very well orchestrated sporting event.
So you'd do it again if they asked you back?
Oh, yeah, we do it every year.
Oh, okay, every year. For how long?
15 days of chaos.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's one of your favorite.
Oh, it's just nice to get out of it. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
It's great for our
you get
marketing.
To see some pretty decent tennis.
Yeah, and it's a nice change of pace, and we get good connections. And we see some decent tennis, but it's good for the staff. We send our staff out there to work.
From which eatery?
Upper East Side Tavern and here.
Okay.
Oh, my.
And
so that's a huge production.
Down the last 2 weeks of August, our restaurant's quiet a little bit, so our staff shifts over there, and we market, and we work with the Levy Group and the USTA. It's great.
So let me ask you this, Chef. I'm telling people at 5 o'clock we're starting the passing of the hors d'oeuvres. Are any of these going to be featured in tonight's?
Both of them are.
So the empanadas and the oxtail croquettes?
That's correct.
If they come at 5 o'clock, they can try them right here.
You got to come.
Our boss is going to buy the first drink, right, Joyce? They have to find you, but if they come find Joyce, they get their first drink on us.
Oh, that's incentive.
You got the croquettes, you got
there
the empanadas.
Go.
Have you tried the empanada yet?
I just took a little corner of it.
And
right
which
there.
One did you get, the spinach?
I did get the spinach.
And what was
one.
Your grade?
It's amazing. I mean, I can't wait to dig into it more.
You're waiting till the commercial break.
I am
so
waiting
just
for the commercial break, yeah, because I don't want to get spinach in my teeth while I'm talking to you guys. So
you. As good of a cook as you are, you're still vain about being a girl.
Of course.
All right. Well, when we come back, a chef's got another presentation to make, and these are going to be more entree-style type things that we're going to do.
I think we're going to make – I don't know what Andrew's making. We're going to show you a little sushi, which we haven't talked about. But we have.
Well, and that's true. And you don't really do sushi at the other places.
No.
All right. So stick around, friends. And by the way, don't wait. Get in the car and get here. Ventanas, Fort Lee, Park Avenue. It's between the two high rises at the Modern. It's going to be a great night, and I hope that you will come. We're going to be here until 10 p.m. because at 10, in the later portion of the evening, 9 to 10, they're going to do scotch and cigars under the stars.
Oh, boy.
With the fireplaces and everything else. It's going to be awesome. So I hope that you'll come and be with us. All right. Coming right back live on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have a beautiful Friday afternoon, lots of sunshine, a few clouds. It's 55 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, 18 years later, another 9/11 victim has been identified. According to officials, the man whose name is being withheld at the request of his family is the third new victim identified in 2019. The ID was confirmed through DNA testing. Authorities still can't account for over 1,100 victims, or 40% of those who died from the September 11th attacks in Lower Manhattan. The victims range in age from 2 to 85 years old, and almost 80% of them were men. The New York Yankees have their backs against the wall as they look to overcome a 3-1 deficit in the American League Championship Series. James Flippen spoke to fans in Manhattan ahead of the crucial Game 5 tonight with the Astros.
It's been a rough series for Yankees fans, some having a tough time keeping the faith.
You said they stink. They hit 300 home runs all year long. They get to October, and they act like they don't know the game.
Most fans holding tough.
Yeah, of course they're coming back. Every dog has its day.
It's baseball, so why they play 7 games?
I'll still support them whether they win or lose.
Carol, a fan from Texas, decked out in Astros gear, was at Game 4.
They were talking so much on the way home, it was very quiet.
Certainly not an easy task for the Bombers from here as they try to win it in 7 games.
Odds are against the Yankees, but it could happen.
In Midtown Manhattan, James Flippen, NBC News Radio, New York.
First pitch from the stadium in the Bronx tonight is 7:08. Once again, Yankees have to win to keep their season alive. Hockey, Rangers take on the Capitals in Washington. Taking a look at the traffic in New Jersey, 17 northbound approaching Franklin Avenue in Hasbrook Heights. 2 lanes blocked, and that is because of an accident. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 20 to 30 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. Mostly clear skies tonight. If you're on your way to the ballpark, make sure you have an extra jacket. Overnight low of 42. Sunshine tomorrow, high 61. Partly sunny Sunday, high 61. Sunshine for Monday, high 66. Clouds with rain possible on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon, high 65. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code THEANSWER. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's Dining Out Dialogues is brought to you in part by Rustica Bar, Lounge, and Restaurant at Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Rustica is one of the area's hottest new restaurants, helmed by chef Michelino Vastola, previously from Il Capriccio and Cipriani. Born in Salerno, Italy, Vastola brings some of his local influence and blends them with classic American style at Rustica. Mouth-watering steaks, fresh seafood, poultry, pasta, and more. Enjoy one of the area's best Sunday brunches from 9:30 to 3 with live jazz. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, all-day happy hour, 3 p.m. to close, and Thursday and Friday, 3 to 7 with specially priced drinks and bar menu. Rustica is an elegant and cozy spot, using art, fire, lighting, comfortable seating to enjoy a night out with that special someone, as well as provide a chic vibe to enjoy a night out with friends. Rustica also has a great place to hold your next private event or party. Speaking of parties, join Rustica for their Halloween Spooktacular, hosted by Dining Out Magazine, on Wednesday, October 30th from 4 to 8 p.m. with happy hour priced drinks and a specially priced buffet. Come dressed in costume or as you are. Rustica, located at 565 Gorge Road in Cliffside Park. For reservations, call 201-313-0802 or visit RusticaLounge.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the perfect ingredient for listeners. We welcome you back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Live from Ventanas in Fort Lee. It's on Park Avenue. If you're not here yet, get here. It's going to be fun. 5 o'clock, the hors d'oeuvres start. 6 p.m., the dinner. My co-host, Lisa Patton.
Hello, hello.
Who's you'll recognize her when you walk in because she's the only one in mustard yellow, which is very Ooh. Fall and very
And very chef-like to be a condiment.
Well, I love mustard, so I guess whatever. Okay, yeah. And now joining us at the table is someone who we're going to be with on, in the new year. Actually, the Dining Out Dialogues, January 24th, we're going to be at the Hunt and Fish Club in New York City, which I learned of a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. And I did my research, and it's very swanky, very posh, very cool steakhouse in the city. And the owner is Nelson Braff, who joins us now. Nelson, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming over the river. What makes a city?
I live on this side of the river.
Oh,
this
you
was
do.
Easy.
So you're a bridge and tunnel person.
You could say that.
I think
you actually just did say that.
I don't think those people exist. I thought that those were all like looked down upon by true Mennonites.
I'm not answering that.
I think it's going the other way that they're looked down upon, correct?
Nelson, let me ask you about this. What is the food scene like in New York this year as opposed to previous iterations, given that New York is kind of preeminently and constantly expected to be the food capital of the universe.
And it is, but due to economic and political considerations, it's becoming more challenging.
How so?
Money.
Okay.
The costs of existing in New York City have skyrocketed. It's not a secret. It's well written.
Yeah.
There was a story, and it was on Fox Business, I think, this morning about what's going on in San Francisco. And the same thing is happening in New York. Exactly.
In kind of in an accelerated way.
Wages, taxes, yeah. Things like that. And it's made a very challenging environment.
Well, I work.
Having said that, the really good restaurants are still really good restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's the beautiful thing about Manhattan. In fact, I realized a few years ago that if you did a Zagat Guide rating, you could literally eat your way every night of the week through Manhattan at like top rated places. Mm-hmm. Not get them all in a single year, and by the time you did, there would be new ones to start the next year that you,
oh,
you,
I believe it.
You wouldn't have to work your way through.
Yeah.
Why is New York that place, Nelson?
Population. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of demand for it. It's New York is a really small place in terms of geographics, but it's a really large place in terms of demographics.
Yeah.
And
I like that. That's well yeah. said.
Right. In other cities,
we're
they spread
pot.
Out. We sure are. In New York City, you spread up. Buildings get taller. Yeah.
Did New York invent fusion food? Is this where that came together because of that?
You think I know that answer?
I figured you might. What do you think, Lisa?
I don't know. I mean, I think
it makes sense, right?
It does make sense. I mean, you know, you could arguably say that, you know, New York City is the greatest food city in the world. So that makes sense that it would be a birthplace of fusion.
Right.
But that being said, I mean, you know, I just think that it's, you know, the people who, there's so many cross-cultural things going on in the world, and it's just natural that that was the next step.
Yeah. Nelson, talk to us about Hunt and Fish. We're going to be with you on January the 24th. How would you describe your institution as how it stands out from the rest of the New York food scene?
So when we built it, we had this idea in our head. My partner, Eitan, and I, we went out to a steakhouse, and it was in the summer, and we saw people dressed in Izod shirts and sandals, and it was a steakhouse. And it was in the summer. I get it. It was warm. I'm like, when did it become okay to go to a steakhouse in an Izod shirt and sandals? Yeah.
Aren't like, you supposed to be in a black suit with a white
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah, a funny little hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
like maybe I'm showing my age here, but that's okay. And so we decided we wanted to build something a little more old New York, where people still, not that
I
we have a dress code, but that if you walk in and you're not dressed, maybe you think to yourself, next time I come, I ought to get dressed.
Huh.
So we used as a model, and we told this to our designer, if the Rat Pack were alive today, what would the restaurant they ate in
so
look
do you
like?
Play
now
the, do you
you're
play the music from, to have it piped
we
in?
Actually tried that for a while, and then a friend of mine who's a CNBC host mentioned to me, your music is horrific.
Oh, see, I love that kind of music.
So did I but
think
we
it's
did
great.
Change it, and now we have a...
So there's no American Songbook anymore?
Somewhere, I suppose.
Oh,
and how
man.
Did you come up with the name?
My partner came up with the name Hunt and Fish, kind of to connote freshness. And before Farm to Table, it was sort of that idea, I guess. Like hunting for
meat. Well, it's like a modern take on surf and turf, right?
Yeah, kind of.
So you do
right.
steak,
yeah.
you
It
do
had
seafood.
Nothing to do with the old John Gotti place at all, despite people thinking it did. It had nothing whatsoever to
I'm
do with
I'm not familiar
that.
With the story. What's the connection there?
The John Gotti story?
Bergen Hunt and Fish Club, his famous hangout.
Oh,
that
I didn't
was
know.
Where,
I'm not from here, so I had
see,
no
Frank
idea.
Morano's not with us, and he would fill in all the blanks for me and be very disgusted at me that I don't know them, actually.
You should know that.
Yeah, I should.
I have an excuse. I'm not
Nelson, you've got, you've got an event coming up on the 29th of this month. What's going on?
So this conversation's about to take a serious turn. So a couple of years ago, I was watching 60 Minutes, and I saw an episode called The Hidden Holocaust. And it's about a French priest whose mission in life, and with the permission of the Pope, you're shaking your head,
yes.
you've heard this
yes.
story. What he does is he travels through Eastern Europe and finds unmarked mass graves.
I saw that episode. It was unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable story.
Yes.
I saw it, and I said it was horrific, but I didn't think much of it. A few months later, I became friendly with a woman named Lara Logan.
Oh,
I
was yes. at a, 60 Minutes.
Yeah, from CBS
minutes,
Rockstar. Yeah.
And I was at a hedge fund conference, and I met her backstage, and we became friendly. A few months after that, she called me, I'm coming to dinner with a priest. And I said, oh, that's cool. And I said, are we having dinner? I'm thinking there's a a joke in there. The attractive reporter, the short Jewish guy, and a priest, right?
This they all went into a steakhouse.
Yeah. As it turns out, this was the priest.
Are you
from
kidding
the
me?
French priest, Father Patrick
chills.
Dubois.
That is unbelievable.
All right, you want to get more chills. So
yes.
My dad.
Well, we're short on time. So on the 29th, what are we doing?
I'm helping him raise money. There's a limited window of time for him to find these mass graves. He goes into the villages, finds people who were roughly 10 years old at the time. Now they'll be about 85 who know where the bodies are buried.
Oh, wow.
This is where my family was killed during the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
So this became very personal to me.
Absolutely.
I completely understand.
It was. I met the priest shortly after my father passed, and my father actually, during World War II, liberated one of the camps. And in my own slightly religious head, I didn't think it was random.
Wow.
Who would?
I agree.
Who would? Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're helping the priest. It's a very small foundation that he has. It's almost a nothing budget compared to charities. And it's strictly he brings people in. He finds the graves. He has a staff. They interview people. They keep the coordinates. They don't mark the graves because they don't want vandalism. He brings a rabbi to say Kaddish, which is the Jewish religion, the prayer for the deceased. And in his head, he hears them saying, "You forgot about us."
When the
Allied forces left, they sort of didn't look up these bodies. Everyone's seen the black and white pictures of the bodies being thrown into the ditches and then covered.
Right.
Nobody ever went back to find them.
Yeah. Wow.
So
that was remarkable.
He hears the voices, and when he finds them, he goes, "It's okay now, I found you." And so I'm going to help him raise some money. And I also want to get the message out there that this is what's going on.
So people can come on the 29th if they eat on that night?
They don't have to. I'm hosting the event. I'll treat people to cocktails.
But you want people
to
help?
I want people to help. The father will be there.
Okay.
He'll speak to whoever. And the idea is I'm not charging, nothing like that. If people are moved and they're inclined to want to help, that's the idea.
All right. Friends, and if they want more information, where do they go?
The email addresses and everything I have are kind of complicated, so just send me a note. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, at HFCNYC, huntandfishclubnewyorkcity.com, Nelson at HFCNYC.com, and I'll fill them in. More formal stuff, but it's
too hard to give over the radio.
Nelson
at
HFCNYC.com.
That is wonderful. Absolutely.
Nelson, God bless you.
Thank you,
What a wonderful pursuit. Yep. We're late for our break. We're going to take this. We're coming to you live from Ventanas. It's the Dining Out Dialogues. We are so thrilled to be here and coming right back on AM 970.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Yeah, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he is so appreciative of how you have made MyPillow into the most amazing company. He always wants to give you the very best discounts, and that's why if you go to the MyPillow.com right now and click on Radio Listener Specials, there's all kinds of things that you can get. But Mike is always ready to tell you about his buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. And that's what you should look for when you go. You buy one pillow, you're going to get another one free. It's his best-selling offer of all time. He loves to revive it. You can also pre-order Mike's book while you're there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, and get $10 off with the promo code and free shipping on your entire order. Just remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. And make sure you use the promo code when you call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. And that promo code, AM970.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association.
Join me for Justice Matters as we return to the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon, starting October 20th.
Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties. And we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with an important message from Linda T. Barba, a Republican candidate for council in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Our voices are heard through our votes. Voting is our right and responsibility, a responsibility Linda strongly believes should be taken seriously. Selecting candidates that will best represent all residents of Fort Lee is vital on Election Day on Tuesday, November 5th. So please do not sit on the sidelines this Election Day. As a longtime resident of Fort Lee, Linda recognizes that all residents are frustrated and tired of our high taxes, traffic congestion, not enough support for our businesses, our senior citizens, and the fact that our school ranking has dropped since Linda served on the Board of Education. Linda believes residents should not pay for metered parking to support our local businesses or to dine at any of our fabulous restaurants. Please vote to bring Fort Lee forward on November 5th. Navas, Barbara, and Fisher look forward to working for and with all the wonderful Fort Lee employees and our amazing residents. Linda Barbara approves this message, which was paid for by the Fort Lee Forward 2019 campaign.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals, like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark & Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it oh, oh, always on my road.
Welcome back to the Dining Out Dialogues, a place where top chefs make mouths water. Presented by Dining Out Magazine and Kevin McCullough Radio. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us live from Ventanas in Fort Lee. It's a great night. We're going to have a great dinner. It's going to be awesome. We've got new guests sitting at the table. Lisa Patman,
hello, my
co-host today. Doing a great job, by the way. You were worried between hours. You were like, am I okay?
Got to check.
You're playing
check.
As good as Teddy Bridgewater did for you 2 years ago.
We won't go there. Do you have to go there, please?
Yeah. She's a hardcore Vikings fan, friend. I'm telling you. Well, former Vikings cheerleader and now catering expert in food.
Yes.
But to your left right there, we have the Chickologist.
That's me.
That's awesome.
Rachel, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am a cocktail consultant. I have a company called Chickologist. Thank you for posting
Absolutely.
That out there to the universe.
Absolutely.
I do anything from designing somebody's cocktails for a wedding to revamping somebody's bar program and everything in between. As long as it's
Fantastic.
Got cocktails and recipes and I can be creative, that's what I do.
Rachel Robbins is her name, Chickologist.com. How do they find you?
At Chickologist, Chickologist.com.
It's
Rachel
all
Robbins,
Chickologist.
Google me.
Just
there's
Google
all kinds of there's all kinds of fun things on the internet about
Chickologist,
me.
And you got it done.
Like what?
Right. Yeah. Well, you were a cheerleader. I was a Playboy bunny.
Oh, nice.
Right.
And there you go. All right.
So we're at the right table.
Now, just to her left is Travis Duran. And if you recognize the name Duran, you might have known that his dad, Alex,
was the
restaurateur that opened this place with Chef David Burke. And Travis, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
What is life like here Sunday through Sunday?
It's pretty hectic, honestly. What I do every day is I pretty much oversee the staff here at Ventanas and oversee the day-to-day operations. I'm one of three managers here, and we work pretty much around the clock.
I've noticed on the times that my wife and I have been here enjoying ourselves that there's an air of hospitality, customer service. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know what column it checks. But I think hospitality is probably best. The feel of how welcomed you are when you come in is really signature. Like, how do you guys instill that into the crew?
Yeah, that's what we strive for here. It's not that easy. It's a culture that we've built over time. It's definitely hard when you have a lot of turnover, a lot of servers and bartenders coming in and out of the restaurant. But we've kind of found our core group, and you know, we every week we strive to be better, and we go over steps of service and things that that really stand out to customers and make them feel, you know, at home, yeah, more comfortable. And we try to just always go the extra mile so that people notice, yeah, and that they feel welcome when they come here.
Did
to
you
Ventanas.
Have a background in this prior to?
Well, kind of. I
well, he grew up as Alex Duran's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, so growing up, you know, from ages 15 to 20, I was a server, a busser, a barback.
You so
know,
you're interested in the business.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I was always working in the summer. I was at the restaurant, at the other restaurant, San Cubano. And then I actually went to college, studied business with a background in hospitality. Got a job in finance for a couple of years, and then my father said, you know, he came to me with this proposal, this project. Couldn't say no. So
yeah. I see a lot of restaurants in your future.
Yes.
That's the plan. I hope so.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, congratulations. It's going to be a great night. Again, we're short on time. We're just moving along as we get through here. Coming up next, the man who's doing the single malt tasting at the end of the night.
Ooh.
Who likes whiskey?
Well, not me.
I know Rachel does. You and I had a long conversation about that at Cuba the other night.
Hashtag women in whiskey.
I didn't talk about women. Maybe you brought that up, but I like the whiskey.
I think you did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe one. She's got my heart. She's on her way here. We're going to be here. You need to be here. 5 p.m., the hors d'oeuvres come. 6 p.m., the dinner. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Doctors John Callis, Mark Jaffe, and Lee Kujanis have been proudly serving the greater Bergen community with over 75 years of cumulative surgical experience. Premier Oral Surgery Group uses the latest technological resources to provide optimal patient results at affordable prices. They specialize in dental implants, tooth extractions, complex bone grafting, facial trauma, jaw reconstructive surgery, infections of the head and neck, and Botox. Premier Oral Surgery Group also offers IV sedation for those patients that prefer to be sedated for their oral and dental needs. Please visit their website at premieroralsurgerygroup.com or follow them on Instagram at PremierOSG for doctor's bios, reviews, appointments, and educational content. You can also call them 201-567-7500 to schedule an appointment. That's 201-567-7500, 201-567-7500, or online at PremierOralSurgeryGroup.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I thank you to your Dr. Howard and everybody, because my balance of nature is like my extra little health insurance for me. It makes me feel good every day. I will take it forever. I don't have any family, and I think of you guys as my family. I think I'm getting emotional because you care, and I get,
you're going to,
you know,
make me emotional.
No, but, you know, I just feel like you're my family because you really care about me. That's why I love you guys. You're like a family, and I know that if I ever needed to talk, I could talk. So thank you.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. Welcome back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Dining Out Magazine and Kevin McCullough Radio.
And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you with us. The crowd is starting to really grow here at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. And I'm very pleased in these final few minutes to introduce you to one last guest, Alistair Menzies, who's with the Dalmore. And Alistair, you're going to do the kind of the last featured event of the night, because we're doing dinner, we're doing hors d'oeuvres and then dinner, and then you're doing a single malt tasting. Introduce us to what the Dalmore is.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, we're going to save the best till last. The Dalmore is a single malt Scotch whiskey from the Highlands of Scotland. The distillery was built in 1839, so we're going to pair some beautiful single malts with some nice cigars later on tonight.
That should be fun. If people come after 9 p.m., that's part of the program once we're there. But dinner's at 6, hors d'oeuvres are at 5, and it's going to be a fantastic night. Now, Highland is different. When you think of single malt, I always think of like the island of Islay, and I think of the peat. This is definitely not peaty whiskey.
That's correct, Kevin. The Dalmore is an unpeated Scotch whiskey, so it's very approachable for people who are new to Scotch, but at the same time, it's very sumptuous and layered, so it appeals to people who drink a lot of Scotch.
Well, I think I should get some extra points because I actually introduced the Dalmore to the Chicologist, who's, by the way, new column starts this month in Dining Out magazine.
Yes.
But, Rachel, you told me you haven't tried the Dalmore.
No,
so
I haven't yet.
I've introduced two. This is going to be a match made in heaven.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm saying
yeah,
it is.
Tonight's the night then, Rachel.
I'm not scared of you.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not
be.
Scared of Scotch.
That's the attitude.
But what would you say to somebody who is not, if a beginner, a novice, say, what would be the first one that it would be good to introduce to somebody who doesn't traditionally go for a Scotch?
It would be a whiskey on the lighter side, something unpeated, something a little sweeter.
Okay.
And certainly we've got a couple
of them
tonight.
In other words, a bourbon.
Yeah.
No.
Bourbons are caramel and sweet. What do you expect?
Silly.
That's something bourbon-esque, yes. Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting into a fight with the Chicologist. So that starts at 9 o'clock. Dinner's at 6. Friends, hors d'oeuvres are at 5. You got to come. Ventanas at the Modern. We're right off the GWB. If you're coming from the city.
I see the cars coming now.
And they have valet parking, so it's nice and easy. But if you get off the GWB, we're the first exit. If you're coming from New Jersey, coming to the other, last exit before you get on the bridge. And you can't miss the Modern. It's this enormous two-skyscraper complex. It's right
very
there.
Very Vegas.
And we are right in the middle.
Like right smack in the middle.
Did you go out to their literal Central Park?
It's gorgeous.
Right behind us. That's
it's
where we're doing the Scotch and cigars outside. So
wow, look at all awesome. This the great fireplace. Food coming.
And now,
gosh.
Chef has sent more stuff.
This
oh, man,
is,
it's fish.
Oh, my gosh.
That looks like tartar tacos. Yeah? Okay.
Oh, my
and
gosh, it looks amazing.
Whatever oh, man, and we're out of time. You hear the music?
Yes, I hear. Oh, it's playing us off.
Lisa Patman, they want to schedule you to come teach them how to cook or to do an event.
Absolutely. LisaPatmanCatering.com and Instagram Lisa Patman.
All right. Catering. Check out the Chicologist in the new edition of Dining Out magazine and the Dalmore at 9 p.m. Joyce, I know you're a fan of the Dalmore. She's like, I'm not saying the Dalmore enough. The Dalmore. I'm a fan. I asked him to be here. I begged for him to be here. Anyway, all right, come on over. It's Ventanas. It's now
till 10
p.m.
Thank you, Kevin.
We're going to have a great time, and it's going to be phenomenal. Chef Perks, Chef Table is sold out, but you are welcome, and we're going to have a great time. Come on over. We'll take pictures. We'll have fun. And we'll enjoy some really good food.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you next time. It's Kevin McCullough.